There are thousands of homeless people in Prague and elsewhere in the Czech Republic, and deaths and severe cases of frostbite have already been reported this winter. Rather than insufficient homeless centres, experts say current challenges revolve around more the type of shelters provided to those with nowhere to live. Tom McEncroe has more.
Temperatures regularly drop to far below freezing point in the Czech Republic during the winter months, and this year frost has been affecting the homeless since mid-November, causing death in a number of cases. However, a lack of shelter does not actually seem to be the main problem. The director of Prague's Centre for Social Services, Tomáš Jan, says that for the roughly 1,500 people currently on the capital's streets, there are 800 spots available in special shelters run by his organisation, with more beds available if the situation demands it. Mr. Jan says, however, some homeless people still prefer being outside.
There are clients who do not want help, who have chosen homelessness as a lifestyle or have a dog, for example. Right now, we are not able to take care of animals, just people.
Homelessness can be a very lonely existence, and some people simply get used to isolation, says Emmanuel Chillot, a Frenchman living in Ostrava. He has started an innovative program with his girlfriend that offers private igloos to those that want to be alone or cannot use a common shelter due to their pets.
So the igloo looks like a small tunnel, which is 2 meters long and 1 meter wide, in which the person can just lie, the size of a mattress. And when it closes the doors, the human heat stays inside instead of going out, and the human heat is by itself warming the inside of the igloo. And then inside the igloo, by that you get 15 to 18 degrees more inside than outside. So you can imagine conditions where you've got minus 10 outside, but you've got plus 5 to plus 8 inside, and that's really great because you don't freeze from that.
The igloos have only become introduced this year, but have already found success and currently operate in 8 places around the country. While the project founders were originally counting on making just around 10 in their apartment, they have had to move into a special atelier as there is now demand for 60. Mr. Jan from the Prague Social Services says another issue is that the homeless shelters are often too far from people. A plan to install smaller shelters in each city district has already been agreed, but needs local municipal cooperation to go ahead. A further danger affecting the homeless is frostbite. This week, staff at a Prague homeless shelter were shocked to find a man whose feet had turned black up to his heels due to the cold. To prevent such cases, the Salvation Army has teamed up with an organisation called Elpida on a project titled Socks from Granny, distributing thick socks woven by pensioners in retirement homes to people who cannot afford them. Furthermore, contributions to the organisation's Night Vouchers programme, which provides warm beds in winter months, have shot up, which gives Salvation Army spokesman Ptemysl Kramerius hope in Czech society.
It is true that Night Vouchers programme is increasing, and so far it has been double from last year. I think the reasons for it is not only the economic, but also people much more feel for other people than they did before. I think the whole community is moving forward and they understand more about the need of sharing with others than they did before.
That was Ptemysl Kramerius of the Salvation Army, ending that report by Tom McEncroe.